This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Liz Pelka. U.S. Democrats formally made Joe Biden the presidential nominee Tuesday, and Biden's wife, Jill Biden, made a personal pitch to voters to support her husband, saying the U.S. needs leadership worthy of the country. Jill Biden also said her husband can bring the country together and move it forward. Former Secretary of State Colin Powell, a prominent Republican, said he endorsed Biden because of the values they share. He said Biden will restore the country's moral authority. Former U.S. President Bill Clinton doled out stark criticism of the Trump administration's handling of the coronavirus pandemic as he made a case for voters to pick Joe Biden and his running mate Kamala Harris in the November election. Republicans plan to hold a similar series of events next week to nominate Donald Trump to run for a second presidential term. After making speeches in several battleground states this week, President Trump is expected next week to make his acceptance speech from the White House. For more on the presidential race, visit our website, voanews.com. Mali's president, Ibrahim Boubacar Keita, has resigned hours after he was arrested by mutinous soldiers following months of political turmoil in the West African nation. A weary-looking Keita appeared on state television to announce late Tuesday night he was stepping down in order to avoid any bloodshed. The 75-year-old deposed leader said if certain elements of the military wanted to end his presidency with their intervention, do I really have a choice? Keita also announced that his government and the National Assembly would be dissolved. More on VOANews.com. This is VOA News.